always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Another night of flames and fear in and around Los Angeles. A new blaze, the Kenneth Fire, erupted and is spreading rapidly in the San Fernando Valley. 10,000 structures have now been reported burned across Los Angeles County.
This couple returned to Altadena, hoping there were at least personal mementos to save.
We had everything, like the sentimental things. Like, my mom passed away. I had only a few things of hers left.
A burning fire at an apartment building is still sending smoke billowing into the air.
That's CBS News Sacramento reporter Ashley Sharp reporting from Altadena. The wildfires are burning uncomfortably close to the venue where the Academy Awards are supposed to be handed out. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has an update on that.
Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has delayed its Oscar nominations announcement, scheduled for a week from tomorrow, until Sunday the 19th. The Academy's also extended voting for members by 2 days until the 14th. The LA Times reports lead-up events for shortlisted contenders, scheduled for Saturday, have been canceled. Yesterday, the SAG Awards scrapped its live stream nomination announcements and issued a press release instead. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A firefighting plane struck a drone battling the Palisades fire. The aircraft landed safely and no one was injured. Atlanta is bracing for snow and ice for the first time in a couple of years. WSB reporter Austin Eller has more on storm preparation.
The Georgia DOT and local transportation crews are pre-treating roads across the metro. Russell Brown with Forsyth County north of Atlanta says they're ready.
We've got several different machines and apparatus that can help prepare the roads and even plow the roads if needed.
And Georgia Power's Matthew Kent says the ice is their big focus.
Power lines can withstand a good amount of weight, but when a heavy tree falls on a line, there's not a lot you can do.
The Supreme Court is clearing the way for the Friday sentencing of President-elect Trump in his New York hush money case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
What this case does, now that the Supreme Court allows the sentencing, is make it final for the trial court that Donald Trump is a convicted felon.
The late President Jimmy Carter has been laid to rest at his home.
I'm Jim Crisul in Plains, Georgia. Stephanie Young was among family and friends who bid farewell here to former President Jimmy Carter.
To me, we will, have not and we will never see another president and first lady do what the Carters have done post-presidency.
Most people in this small town say that will be the true legacy of Mr. Carter. Jim.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
Is Jordan Love ready?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with 5 players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries in the overnight. Cloudy skies with lows in the mid-teens. Winds light. On Friday, we'll see flurries in the morning, giving way to a partly sunny sky, a northwest breeze. Highs will reach the mid-20s. It's 24 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is going on in North Carolina and in Florida with Judge Eileen Cannon? Jim Santel from Abacus Law Review joins us to break it all down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the brilliant podcast On the Edge, available wherever fine podcasts are available. You can find him over on Blue Sky at Itner Philip, ITTNERPHILIP dot, you know, all the Blue Sky, BSKY dot social. And also he's got a video blog over on YouTube under Philip Itner. Phil, welcome back to the program. How are things in Ukraine today?
Yeah, well, happy 2025, I suppose. I mean, there, you know, it's pretty much kind of a status quo. Over the holidays, we got hit pretty hard. But on the battlefield, some movement in Kursk, by the Ukrainian forces. They've launched another assault from a different
Kursk
direction.
Kursk is the part of Russia that they seized, isn't it?
That's right. Okay. This is Kursk inside the Russian Federation. This is Ukrainian forces have been there for months, and they're fighting not only Russian troops, but troops from North Korea that have been lent by Pyongyang. And so what the Ukraine, and this is an irritant, obviously, more than an irritant, this is an embarrassment to Vladimir Putin,
sure,
that the Ukrainians would be able to bring the war to them on their territory, but they can't seem to be dislodged. And not only are they not being dislodged, but they've launched a second, as I say, thrust from a different direction directly at those, in particular, North Korean troops. And they seem to be making progress there inside the Russian Federation. At the same time, however, down in Donbass, the Russian forces continue to grind forward kilometer after kilometer. But, Tom, they're losing 1,000 to around 1,500 troops a day. That's 30,000 to 45,000 Russian soldiers taken off the battlefield in casualty, so either KIA or so significantly injured they will not be returning to the battlefield and will live with their injuries the rest of their lives. That's, again, 30,000 to 45,000. That's unsustainable, and they've already crossed the 800,000 casualty mark. That means if you do your arithmetic, sometime around May, June, ish. If things progress the way they're going, they will cross the million-man casualty mark for the Russian forces. That's devastating, especially when you consider what are they doing it for. And they're just eking forward. They're just, mind you, on the other side, the Ukrainian forces are exhausted. They're undermanned. They are having problems with their command structure and soldiers going even AWOL. Both sides are in this. They're locked in this struggle. And while, you know, you hear words from Kyiv saying, you know, all you guys have to do is leave and we'll stop, you know, we'll stop. But, you know, we can't stop as it is. And then on the other side, the Russians can't walk away from this thing because they haven't achieved their, you know, main strategic goals and are unlikely to do so anytime soon. Putin also caught in a catch-22 because he has transitioned his country to a war economy footing. He has hundreds of thousands of men mobilized, and he is suffering badly with his economy, not, you know, due in no small part to the sanctions, but also because he is on this war economy footing. So what do? Do you demobilize all these hundreds of thousands of traumatized men and send them back to their villages and towns where the economy is stagnant? Because if you stop it being a war economy, where some 25% of the economy is in, you know, building tanks and shells, and there's going to have to be a transition back, those hundreds of thousands of men who are, you know, trained in combat, they go back to their hometowns and there's no work to be done.
Yeah, we had a couple of pretty severe recessions here after World War II for that very reason, you know, that wartime economies are basically, you know, stimulative.
That's right, but it's a sugar high.
Exactly.
And so he's also caught with that. The whole thing is an absolute mess, Tom. Don't know how there's going to be a resolution. I do believe in what President Zelensky has been saying recently, in that this year might be a year where we could maybe find a way to a ceasefire, but a permanent lasting peace is, I don't know how it's going to get done. And it certainly isn't going to be as easy as the incoming administration seems to think it will be. This is a complex situation with no easy answers and all kinds of reasons why both sides of the conflict are kind of caught in the conflict. It's going to be a rough year.
Yeah, I get it. Big picture question for you, Phil.
Sure.
Putin, the world, shall we say, since World War II, and arguably before that, but I mean the rebooted League of Nations, the United Nations, kind of codified this as international law, has operated under a set of principles that the foundation of which is that one nation does not absorb another nation by force, and Russia obviously violated that when they invaded Ukraine. China is threatening to violate that with Taiwan, and arguably violated that with Tibet some time ago. The United States has always stood for that rule of law, essentially that international rule of law, that's taking another country by force is a crime that should never even be considered or discussed by a real power in the world. I mean, you know, maybe some little third world country wants to have a border dispute, you know, or Eritrea and Ethiopia or something like that, but you know, major players in the world just never would talk about this unless they were just abandoning democracy altogether. And now we've got Donald Trump saying that he would not rule out using force to seize Greenland or Panama. He, by the way, apparently owes millions of dollars in fines and back taxes to the government of Panama for his failed Trump hotel in Panama. And he is mentioned some 3,000 times, apparently, in the Panama Papers, or reportedly. There's a piece about this in Newsweek. So there may be a secondary agenda here, or maybe he's just trying to distract people from the fact that right now Republicans in Congress are working very hard to come up with a bill for another $1 trillion tax break for billionaires. But I'm curious your thoughts on this sudden. I'm just shocked that more American politicians and the news media in America are not shocked by the fact that an incoming president would say we're no longer going to respect the rule of law internationally.
Well, you know, Tom, I know that people get on me when I say this, but this is yet another reason why I firmly believe that Donald Trump is compromised and is in some way or another working in the interests of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
I know that's controversial because obviously it's easily dismissed with the whole Russia, and the Mueller report being so deeply flawed as it was. He doesn't have to necessarily support the Kremlin. He can be a disruptor in his own right and destroy from inside and break rules and create chaos and friction, and everything that he's doing internally within the United States and breaking all these traditions and norms and threatening our neighbors to the north, which we have absolutely no beef with. You know, the idea of absconding with Greenland is almost farcical, but, you know, it's
invading.
This
Mexico.
Is exactly what invading Mexico. This is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. He and I am afraid that sometime during this year, or sometime during the first 2 years of his administration, and let's hope the midterms go differently, that there will be a crucial point in this conflict. And while yes, there's all sorts of things that are going to happen with Trump and Putin and Zelensky, and there's going to be a lot of things going on with the Europeans as well. But when push comes to shove, when that crisis point comes in this war, I am deathly afraid that he will side with Vladimir Putin when it comes to this conflict. But You're asking me to talk about big picture. That's my big picture concern about the Trump administration.
I agree. I think
he is a disruptor.
Yeah, I believe that the reason Trump is saying I will consider using force to go after Panama and Greenland, and has previously suggested in invading Mexico without Mexico's permission, is that he is trying to legitimize what Putin has done in Ukraine. Oh, if the United States would consider doing
it. Yeah. No, it will give, and already you see it actually coming out of the Russian foreign ministry and certain areas of Russian state media, which of course is not independent. It does the bidding of the Kremlin. Right. And you already see that narrative being put forward that if these things, then how can he balk at us taking back what they see as their colony, and rightfully so. Right. It's the whole thing is, I mean, buckle in. This is going to be a difficult year. The war itself is a mess. I have said it before, I'll say it again. The Russians can't win here unless they take Odessa and Kiev. And right now, they just simply don't have the capacity to do that. Right. They need Odessa to control the Black Sea, and they need Kiev to install a puppet government that's friendly to Moscow.
Yeah.
And I don't see that happening anytime soon. This thing is a real, real morass.
So I have one minute to hard break here.
Sure.
You have a lot of good connections inside the Ukrainian government. What are they expecting from Trump?
They're hoping that his ego will work in their favor. That he will try to push around Vladimir Putin, and that that'll create some kind of these clash of these egos. They're not willing to. They're desperately optimistic about it because they have to be.
Yeah.
But it's obviously the erratic nature of Trump has everybody here very nervous about what's going to happen. They're hoping for the Europeans to step up. And frankly, we are starting to see moves within the European Union and the NATO members in Europe starting to say, we can't rely on America anymore. We have to go our own way. Divide and conquer, another thing that Putin would love to see.
Yeah, I get it. Phil Edner, check out his podcast, On the Edge, available wherever fine podcasts are found. Also on Blue Sky, Edner Philip, ITTNERPHILIP. Phil, always great talking with you. Thank you so much for the update.
Take care, Tom.
Yep, stay safe. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Astonishing Trump meddling with the Supreme Court. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with you.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name 1 year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, it's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, or even a religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. You ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member today of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's ffrf.us/Hartman
promised me to ease the mind, a deal of trust, a hopeful dawn, but now we see how it went wrong. Ukraine gave up its mighty shield, the power no nation dared to wield. For peace they traded fire for trust, now that promise lies in dust. Oh, the Budapest betrayal, a trust exchanged but hearts impaled. The world looked on and turned away, while children cried where bombs now lay. The Budapest betrayal, a shattered vow, a tragic tale.
Texas land with silos. Yep, we signed, England, Russia, and was there another? Oh, and Ukraine. The four countries that signed the Budapest Accords that said that Ukraine would give up all their nuclear weapons. They had this world's second largest or third largest stash of nuclear weapons at the end of the Cold War. They would give them all up if Russia would recognize their territorial boundaries forever. And Russia said, we will, and in fact, we will defend you. And so much for that. Anyhow, back to your calls. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom, back in the early 90s, I volunteered to work on one of those Habitat for Humanity houses.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jimmy Carter showed up. And
he actually
worked, and I had the privilege of working beside him. And here's what really geeked me out a bit. I was hanging drywall that particular day, and there's arches, you know, the doorway. You have a, you know, half moon top arch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing there watching me, and he goes, do you mind if I watch you? I've never seen anybody deal with an arch like that with drywall. I said, sure. So I showed him how you do it, and he was really cordial and nice about it and everything. And anyway, long story short, after he stayed there a couple of days, worked, did different various jobs, hardworking guy too for his age. But anyway, my power miter saw took a crap on me. The motor went out, and the next day there was a brand new one sitting on my workspace. And I said, where'd this miter saw come from? Oh, Jimmy Carter bought it for you and he'd give it to you. And
wow.
On the saw, Jimmy was gone. But on the saw, he wrote, thank you, teacher, wow. Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
And man, that was like the coolest thing I'd ever had happen to me in my life. I really respected the guy. He was just so true to him. He's just a stand-up dude.
What a wonderful story, Tom.
I still got the saw, too. I never did use it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you know, what a... It's almost like a religious relic. I mean,
kind of like it, you know, a chalice or something.
Mostly was he doing there? What kind of work was he doing?
Well, we were doing the inside of the house. It had already been framed up and everything. And he would help hang drywall and, you know, whatever needed
pound,
to be done.
Pound nails,
right in there and help.
Haul boards.
Yeah, pound nails, you know, cut wood. He just laid right in there. It seemed like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But he goes, I've never seen anybody deal with an arch because you can't bend drywall. What you do is you take on the backside, cut like 3/4 of the way down, about an inch apart, slice it, and then it'll bend without breaking.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, I got to run. I'm sorry. We're in a break. But, thanks for the call.
Smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. The death toll in the Los Angeles area wildfires has doubled, now 10, according to the medical examiner. And with a new blaze burning close to Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass says evacuation can save your life.
When you don't evacuate, you compromise the abilities of the first responders, one, to address this crisis. You put yourself in danger and you put others in danger.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
There were so many homes on fire all at once, fire crews simply could not keep up. There was not enough water, evacuations were chaotic, and tonight officials facing criticism about their response.
LA County Police Chief Jim McDonald reports looting.
Officers are patrolling these areas to try and deter criminal activity and ensure public safety. Protecting homes and businesses in the evacuated and vulnerable zones is our priority, ensuring no one takes advantage of a difficult situation.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. More my elbow. Covering that.
Soreness.
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries in the overnight. Cloudy skies with lows in the mid-teens. Winds light. On Friday, we'll see flurries in the morning, giving way to a partly sunny sky, a northwest breeze. Highs will reach the mid-20s. It's 24 at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great. Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
unbridled
the enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of the documentary Gold, Paige McKenna, into the studio. And with a preview of the next episode of New Wisco Weekend, host Lisa Hale stops by.
Nightlight with Paige Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Joe Biden has presidential immunity, right? The Supreme Court said that when a president is engaged in official acts, if he breaks the law, it doesn't matter. Now, Jack Smith has written these two reports, one about Trump's crimes trying to steal the election in 2020 and then, you know, overturn the count and everything else, the fake electors, the whole thing, on the one hand. And then the other, stealing classified documents from the White House and taking them down to his roach-infested motel, Gulf Motel. And well, maybe it's not roach-infested nowadays, right-wing infested? Anyhow. taking them down there where they can be easily available to spies who we believe showed up at Mar-a-Lago on more than one occasion. And Judge Aileen Cannon in Florida said, no, you can't publish either one of these reports. Now, she only had any arguable jurisdiction over one of them, which was the Florida, you know, the document case. And that's been dismissed. So she doesn't even have any live jurisdiction with that any longer. So by what authority does she stick her nose into this? By basically none, other than I'm a federal judge. I can do what I want. And the petition that she went along with was a petition from Trump's lawyers to Merrick Garland. And so now you got Merrick Garland saying, OK, I won't release the documents because Aileen Cannon told me not to. Now, here's the thing. The law is actually, you know, he's actually following the law, Merrick Garland. The law says if a federal judge says you can't do it until an appeals court or the Supreme Court overturns that federal judge. And that process is in process right now. But the law also says something it didn't say a year ago. By virtue of law being created by six right-wingers on the Supreme Court. And that is that President Biden is immune from prosecution for any crimes he commits while he's in office. A crime is breaking the law, right? The law says that Aileen Cannon says that Merrick Garland can't release this report. But according to the Supreme Court, if Joe Biden, you know, walked down the hall and got the report and then walked back to the press, to the White House press office and, you know, press room and said to the reporters, here you go. That he can't be prosecuted. Or if Merrick Garland did it himself, that Trump could just pardon him. Now ask yourself, if the tables were turned, if this was a Democratic president who was desperately trying to prevent the release of something incriminating against him, or a Democratic former president, and there was a Republican in office, there was a Republican president, don't you think the Republican president would just say, screw that, I'm going to release it anyway? I have immunity after all. Don't you think that's how Trump will behave when he comes into office, ignoring the law and claiming immunity? So why don't Biden and Garland do this? I mean, the reason, of course, I can tell you the answer. The reason is that they're still respecting the law, in quotes. But they, you know, they're playing by the old rules. There's new rules. And those new rules were created by the U.S. Supreme Court when they said that if a president breaks the law while he's conducting official business, and certainly this is official business, you know, Jack Smith was, you know, officially put into office with a presidential directive. It just seems like do it. The other amazing story I wanted to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls. Dr. Elizabeth Potter posted her story to Instagram this week, and this is just an amazing story. She was performing surgery on a cancer patient. It was called a deep inferior epigastric perforator, DIEP, which is a form of breast reconstruction during or after cancer surgery. She's in the middle of the operation. And a nurse comes into the operating theater and says, United Healthcare is on the line. You have to stop. If you don't talk to them, they're not going to pay for this procedure. And your patient is going to end up, you know, massively in debt. So the surgeon says to the anesthesiologist, keep her knocked out, and scrubs out of the, you know, leaves the room, is no longer sterile, is going to have to scrub, you know, go through the whole 20-minute scrub process to come back in to finish the surgery. This woman's laying on the table, unconscious, with her chest all opened up, to take the call from this idiot at United Healthcare. And this is what she said. I'm quoting now. She said, and you know, she said I had to call right now. So I scrubbed out of my case and I called United Healthcare, and the gentleman said he needed some information about her, you know, the cancer patient. He wanted to know her diagnosis and whether her inpatient stay should be justified. In other words, should she be in the hospital right now? And I was like, do you understand this? She's asleep right now and she has breast cancer? And the gentleman actually said, actually, I don't. That's a different department that would know that information. And I was like, well, she does need to stay here overnight. And then she goes on. She says, yeah, it's out of control. Insurance is out of control. I have no other words. And then Newsweek called her up and she said, this trend is disturbing. There is no room in healthcare where the pressure of insurance isn't felt by both patients and doctors, not even the operating room. When will we say is enough and push back? I'd say now. This is already out of hand. Holy crap. All right, what's on your mind? Craig in Waldport, Oregon. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. And on your earlier comment, this is kind of a reach, but Trump is almost certain to pardon Walt Nauta, his body man, and property manager Mar-a-Lago Carlos de Oliveira. So if President Biden pardons them right now, wouldn't this nullify Cannon's block on releasing the special counsel's report related to the classified documents case? The pardon would remove the threat of irreparable harm, while Nauta and de Oliveira matter is considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, that would be another way to do it that would be entirely within the law. Well, you know, what I'm suggesting is extra legal, arguably, but you know, again, we haven't tested the bounds of the presidential immunity doctrine that the conservatives on the court laid down. But yeah, that would be a strategy too. I doubt that Trump would do that, that Biden would do that.
I do too.
You know, just out of principle. That makes a lot of sense, Craig. Because for people who don't know what we're talking about, the basis of Aileen Cannon's saying, no, you can't publish these reports, is that part of the report on the Mar-a-Lago stuff had to do with these two, you know, co-conspirators of Trump's who worked for Trump, these two employees of Trump's who are still apparently being prosecuted, right?
Yes.
Or was the prosecution dismissed? No, the prosecution was dismissed. Actually, I don't know if they're still under prosecution or not, but whether they are or not, her point was they would be irreparably harmed by this information being made public.
I think it's at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, the last thing I read. So it's still live. And that way, you know, President Biden doesn't have to do anything. It's uncomfortable, but it's not illegal.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to use the immunity from SCOTUS. So just a thought.
There you go. That's a good thought, Craig. Thank you. Yeah, keep thinking. I like the way your brain works. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tom. Yep. Take care.
You too. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Tom. Earlier today, you mentioned the BMW effect.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of, you know, what you were saying was that the wealthy people who drive BMWs tend to break laws more often. And I think that is the tip of the iceberg there. You know, it's also, you know, more pedophilia, more child abuse, perhaps, not just breaking of laws. And I think it's a deep neurological effect. We talk about, you know, we all know of PTSD. You know, if you see something horrible, it changes not just how you think, but it changes the actual neurological structure. Right. And in fact, there was a Scientific American, and this is recent, you know, in 2004, I think it was, published an article called Scars That Won't Heal. And they were trying to describe the fact that when this child abuse happens and these things happen, it causes actual physical changes in the brain that don't change. They change your behavior.
Sure.
And I think that's happening to our billionaires.
I think so, too.
It's like, we've heard of the tragedy of the commons. Well, we've got a tragedy of the billionaires' commons, where instead of, you know, if you're familiar with that, the farmers are supposed to, as a group, take care of a common land. They mismanagement, you know, all the cows and the grass die, and all the farmers die. Well, in the case of the tragedy of the billionaires, there's no cows, it's us.
Yeah.
There's no pasture, it's the planet. And it also leads into, when you talk about sociopathy, it's not really that the brain is damaged as much as it's adapted to the way the world really is. You know, mm-hmm. a traumatic thing really did happen, and your brain says, you know, if something scary happens, I'm going to jump like crazy. And that's the proper response. It's not an improper response to dive under the table if you hear a car backfire, if you've been through war. That's the appropriate response. And same thing with success. When someone has success, it's behaviorally transmitted. And that's something that I think mm-hmm. is the key thing here. When we saw Trump, you know, dominate things. You know, basically, if you break a social norm, in order to get away with that, you must be the top dog. If you can grab an infant and do things to it, you're the top dog. And that sociopathy, when it spreads to the population, causes us, you know, as you abuse the population, it becomes even more and more willing to be abused. And that
You develop everything from the Stockholm syndrome to the battered wife syndrome. I would argue that there is something, and I've written about this before, and I've used this phrase. I don't know if it's a, you know, if anybody else has ever picked it up or a real phrase, but I would call it wealth-induced sociopathy, and or psychopathy, or psychopathy. I don't know how to pronounce those words, but you know.
Yeah. Could you reach out to Dr. Sapolsky and bring him in? Because this needs to be focused on.
Yeah.
I mean, the gentleman and...
Maybe Bandy Lee would like to come on and talk about it. You know, there's a couple of psychiatrists and psychologists, or Justin Frank, that we have a relationship with who probably weigh in on it. Michael, I got to run. Thanks for the call. Thanks for bringing that up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
The echoes of history call our name. A world divided, a deadly game. From Kiev streets to the western shore, freedom's cry we can't ignore. Stand and hold the line.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Well, there's a lot up, but let's go with this.
There is, isn't there?
Yes. Well, first of all, believe me, I do not want to defend faux news in any way, shape, or form. But the funeral was on my local faux news channel today. I checked all the channels,
but so maybe the Fox, the division of Fox that owns television stations, is a completely independent entity from the division of Fox or Universal or whatever the company is now that Rupert Murdoch calls it that does Fox News.
Okay, well, I don't know. Does that mean it wasn't on cable, so it wasn't? I don't know.
Fox News is exclusively on cable. If you've got a Fox-owned station, the only relationship between a Fox-owned station and Fox News is that both are owned by the Murdoch family, you know, at all.
I see. Well, anyway, the other thing was I was wondering myself, why wasn't Michelle there? So, and I thought the same thing. Oh, she must be sick or something. But I looked it up, and I don't know. This is what came up on my phone. She didn't go because, I hate to say her name too, but Melania was there. And I guess there's bad blood between them. They quoted some things that Michelle said about her and all that stuff. And
oh, interesting. You know, so, now, what I got, you know, and again, this is just basically gossip on social media, as far as I know. I haven't seen anything verified. I thought she was sick. Apparently, she's not. She's in Hawaii, and she has other commitments, in quotes. But what I heard was that she was supposed to sit next to Donald Trump, and that was something she could not tolerate.
Oh, I don't blame her. Yeah.
And clearly, when you look at the seating arrangement, she would have been sitting next to Donald Trump.
Exactly. So, and I can't believe they did that. You know, don't they have any...
I think they were organizing the presidents, and you know, according to the sequence in which they served.
Right, but still, they should, you know, common sense. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. My idea is, my thoughts are that this system is entirely broken, and it's not being handled the right way, in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. That's where you and I disagree, because. You know, answer me this, please. They talk about nothing but how they'll never have to vote again. Just vote for me this time. You'll never have to vote again. Now I'm not hearing anything. I'm hearing all the Democrats tell me who, you know, like I kept telling my friends, oh, well, Harris would get elected, except for the fact that I'm trying to figure out how the Democrats are going to screw this up, and just what they did. So anyway, I'm not hearing from any Democrats that we still have the threat of not having midterms. They're talking about, oh, we have to work twice as hard for the next 2 years because, you know, we're going to get them in the midterm. What if we don't have midterms?
I think we will. I don't think that Trump is going to be able to take things as far as Putin did. But, you know, that may be rosy optimism. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see.
I think so, because I'm not that optimistic, I'm sorry to say, but yeah. I've had too many years of this. For the last 50 years, I'm a couple years older than you, I believe.
Yeah.
And I've been told from the first time I voted was, oh, we got to get rid of Electoral College.
Well, we came within one vote of it in the Senate in 1974.
I know, but the problem is, we keep getting close and no cigar.
Yeah.
And then when we do get something passed or something, the cons are already swooping in, breaking the law. Nobody's holding anybody accountable. And that's the reason they're in charge. And the minority has been in charge forever.
Yeah.
My belief is that the Constitution was never written to support democracy. It was written to, you know, keep the white man in charge. But that's my theory. I don't think we've ever had democracy in this country.
There was a large component of that in the Constitution, because they had to satisfy the demands of the slave owners in the South in order to get those states to sign on. And large parts of that were taken out of the Constitution, you know, through the amendment process after the Civil War. But I really think that the idea, I mean, these guys were doing this in a vacuum. There hadn't been a democracy in a couple thousand years when they invented America.
I agree. Our founding fathers did what they could at the time.
I think it was pretty damn dramatic.
Right, exactly. But the problem is, we're still living by those same laws, and we have never changed any of the major rules or laws or whatever you want to call them.
I would argue that the problem is that, you know, great wealth has crept in and corrupted our institutions, particularly the Supreme Court, and thus our laws have changed, actually. But I get it. We may have a slightly different view on this. Nancy, thank you for the call. Good talking to you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big Show, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing on the program, as well as Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The wildfires ravaging the Los Angeles area have now claimed 10 lives, according to the medical examiner. Local officials have ordered more evacuations now with a new rapidly spreading blaze in the West Hills area of Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass says people in its path must evacuate to save their lives.
Please follow directions from the public safety officials. When you are told to evacuate, please evacuate. When you don't evacuate, you compromise the abilities of the first responders.
CBS News Sacramento reporter Ashley Sharp is there reporting 10,000 structures have been burned.
The two biggest wildfires, the Palisades fire along the coast and the deadly Eaton fire about 30 minutes inland, are raging out of control, leaving behind widespread destruction.
I had the opportunity to fly this fire, and the level of devastation is staggering.